Channel 2 Wright and the beginning of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971. Channel 2 Wright, beginning of Channel 2 Wright and beginning of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971. Channel 2 Wright and the beginning of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971.
Pretty good rain, but you know, it's so dry, it don't last very long. And we got a little sprinkle yesterday evening, but it don't look much like it this morning.
When did you get a good rain? We hadn't had any. At all.
See, was it Friday? Thursday or Friday? I don't know.
Oh.
The rain come from back over that way, kind of the northeast, like. I believe it's Thursday. I believe it was. Yes.
Wow, what a lucky step.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we got a good shower then, but you know, it was so dry, it don't last very long. Day or two would be dry again.
You just have to have it more than a little bit.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man, but we haven't had even a sprinkle.
No, ma'am. Well, that's it.
Oh.
And we got a little light sprinkle yesterday evening, but just a little bit, you know, that wasn't very much.
But it sure must have rained somewhere yesterday.
Yes, I think it did. Back on, I don't know where, back on the game side now, but the clouds hung back over that side, you know, yesterday evening late. And we got a little sprinkle out of it, just a little bit, not very much.
Why, Coleman, it's thunder and lightning.
Yes, ma'am.
Wind has come up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But it's a hot, how you stand to pick those teeth.
Well, you know, I'm used to it, and it don't worry me so bad while I'm out there, you know, while I'm stirring out there. I get along pretty good. But Annie, she can't do so much as, you know, one day, we was picking some one day, and she's thinking, and I didn't know she was getting too hot, and she actually got too hot to go to the house. I had to stop her. She can't stand much of it now, the heat.
Mm-hmm.
But I can stand it pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have you been selling any?
No, ma'am. I just planted some, you know, just to have some, let's give neighbors some and eat some, sell. And we save some for dry seeds, the seed, you know. Now you can say when they're dry, the seed is just as good as them seeds you buy out of store.
And don't cost anything.
No, ma'am. Don't cost anything. Because we have plenty of them there anyhow, wasted, you know, and we can save our own seeds.
So you have your tea pack.
Right down the house, you know. I got a cow in one part of the place. They ain't got too much there to plant, but with peas and potatoes, I just change it about from one place to another, you know. Where I had potatoes last year, I put peas a row to a watermelon that this year and potatoes somewhere else and just changed from one place to the other. It'll make them all over the field, but the cows are in the other parts, you know.
Well, I tell you, if you don't get us some rain,
yes,
we're not going to have any hay.
No. I was thinking it was going to be kind of rough on the hay this time if it don't rain.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man alive. Well, God, look who's
here.
Yes,
well, hello there.
How you doing, sir?
Just coming.
Yes, sir?
Oh, I'm glad to get it.
Can you see what he brought us there?
You mean a box of beans?
Peas.
Peas, yeah.
And okra.
He brought us a little air, too.
A little cool air.
Yeah.
I got some more.
Ma'am. No, ma'am. That'd be a plenty. Thank you, ma'am.
Well, I'm glad to see you.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to see you, too. I hadn't seen y'all in quite a while. I don't believe not since he's over here, I don't think.
I say I got to work here. Yeah. They come in with both barrels, and I don't want anything over on my side.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Oh, man. I was by your place, and I wanted to come up there, and I had a car full of people.
Yes, sir. Yes. And I've been trying to catch up with you.
Yes.
And you know, it's the hardest thing in the world. Yes,
sometimes,
isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. It sure is. That's the truth. Well, I was looking to catch y'all at home today. I told Harry I'd come up here and bring the package. And if he wasn't there, I had to put the name on a little piece of pasteboard in the card in the truck, and I was just going to put it so you knew who brought them here. And set them at the door. I was going to leave them here anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, now, what you got over there now?
I've got a few little potatoes and just some little peas. You know, right around the house there. That's things like that.
Yeah.
And I had a few rolls of watermelon. Looks like watermelon don't do too much this time. It's so dry. Watermelon, you know, some of them are just about to die.
Even dying?
Yes, sir. Well, we got a rain, I believe it was Thursday evening. We got a good shower of rain one evening. I think it's Thursday, I think. And we got two, three little sprinkles. We got a little light sprinkle yesterday evening. It wasn't too much. It didn't look like it this morning, though, of course. I plowed some, and the land was pretty dry this morning.
They got it all around yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I thought sure we would get a good one. You know, back in the north, it was a heavy cloud yesterday evening late, and I just thought we would get a good rain out of that cloud.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else got it, I guess, but we didn't.
It was coming this way, it looks like, for a while.
Yes, sir. Yes, I just said sure we would get it. I had went in the house and prepared for it, but he just got a little sprinkle of it.
Well, now, what do you do about your watermelons? Just plant them over again?
No, sir. They didn't exactly die, but, you know, they was, look like they was just about die. And that rain come last week, that live them up some. Well, they got some small watermelons on them. Well, I don't think they're going to do too well this
That's
year.
Right. Well, the watermelon, they'll grow to frost.
Yes, sir. They'll come out after get a good season. They'll come out and grow and put on a crop.
Yeah.
No way, just got some for home use. It won't make no difference about them being late.
Yeah.
But these people have got them down here to ship. Don't look like to me they're doing too much with them.
I hadn't seen them. I hate
well,
them.
Well, I think it's fair done. They've been cutting some, you know, a little bit of watermelon. His wife told me Saturday evening, he just about had to cut out all the ripe ones, but, you know, in the field. I think he got to wait on some more now.
Yeah.
Must be you were making two crops of them, you know. I said, well, they ain't getting much rain, but his watermelon had on a lot of little watermelon, but it's small. It's all going to be small. And Mr. Wood's son over there, he got them planted over there. They're right there in the field, you know, at him. That field of his son, Billy. He got them.
Is that who that belongs to?
Yes, that's who got that. And I don't think he might make some. I won't say it. Don't look like me. He's going to do very much.
Yeah.
Those watermelons don't show up too much.
Yeah.
Yes, that's who got that seed right across from the house, you know, right across the way over there.
Well, you remember it last year, wasn't it? Or year before last, melons were naughty.
Yes, sir, you
but
were.
The price was so high.
Yes,
sir. They made more than they did when they was good melons.
That's right.
You remember that?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Everything they picked was, they didn't have any cores, did they?
No. They all did.
That's one time they sold the cores.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know what the price, I never heard him say nothing about the price of this time, but
well, those little ones down at the store were three for a dollar. That's not going to get you very rich.
No, three for a dollar.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, now, if you wanted to, you could just put in a crop of melons right now just for your own use.
Yes, sir. That's right, sir. Because I have had them, lots of time, though, in June. I had never planted them no later than June. And they made good melons, you know, just kind of a home use. You know.
Yeah. Yes, and these
Yes, yes. If it did a rain, you know, them vines, they would put on a new growth, you know, and start, might they start all over again.
Yeah.
If the dry weather cut them off like that, they'll grow out. I see them grow out and make good melons.
You know, I'm trying to keep that odor out of here so I can work.
Yes, sir, right.
But it's coming right in, you see.
Okay.
One year they sprayed up. Where's this here from Gainesville?
Yeah.
Yes. But you spray in the house?
Yeah.
Well, I never had tried to get them.
Yeah.
Spray for them.
Moths and roaches too.
Yes, sir.
Everything. Yeah.
We just get carried off, but we don't like the smell.
You see,
yeah.
They got the old piano up front.
Yes.
And one time the moths got in it just about running. Had to have them come out here every
night.
That's right. I think if we did it just once a year and then did it ourselves, we might.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yes. Well, I guess when you spray them, it just cleans up everything. Now, you spray under the house. How you handle it out there? Just spray around there. You have.
That's all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it'll kill them on the inside.
Oh, no, he sprays inside, too.
Oh, in the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sprays all around it.
Yes,
yeah.
See, when they spray, then they guarantee not to have them.
Yes.
But if they're right, you have to smell the stuff, and we don't like that.
No.
Oh, it don't matter, you know, except let me tell you, these fellas that come out here, we have been wanting to put in some sweet potatoes.
Yes.
And I keep telling them, oh, yeah. We'll go up there and see Coleman and see if he can sort of supervise it for us down here.
Yes.
I got a nice little acre down here where
yes.
I could just put a strand of barb over there and tell you. And you know what?
Yes.
Well, I kept thinking, you see, it would rain.
Yes.
And everything would be all right.
Yes.
But instead of that, it gets drier and drier.
Get dry. Well, it might probably start raining. Now it'll be time, July will be time enough for the sweet potatoes. Anyway, you put them on July and it'll be all right.
It will?
Yes. Of course, the latter part of July, if you put them out then, they have lots of smaller ones. They don't have time to grow, material good,
yeah.
Take larger. But July is all right. We always thought June and July was time to set out vines, you know, but if you could have the draws earlier, we'll set them out and try to make vines out of them, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
What they had in mind was getting a hold of you in time where you could put out enough of those draws where they could get some vines.
That's
from
right. It. Yes.
And you see what they done.
Yes. Sir. That's right.
The boy put out that little garden out there, and it's about burned up.
Yes, sir. What did he plant there in the garden?
Just a little of everything. Just
yes.
Piddling, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess that clay land, when it gets dry, it's pretty bad then.
Yeah.
Do it hold moisture pretty good?
It holds moisture pretty good. You see how the grass is.
Well, I had no notice the days. Well, I see how it was before. You know. I had never noticed.
Yeah, now we cut that field over there for hay, but it wasn't any good. It's dry.
Yes.
But it had grown out sort of halfway. We just cut it off and in order to get ready for the rains if they come.
That's right.
I put 400 pounds of fertilizer on that and then put ammonium nitrate on it.
You did?
So it was ready to go.
Yes, sir.
But never got any rain.
No, that's right.
Not enough.
No.
So I've been trying to get ready for the winter, you know, get a little hay ahead.
Good hay, yes, sir.
That Emma's going to want a little.
I guess so. I think she'll need a little too, because the way things look, I don't like I want to make anything around that for her.
No. Well, now this time you can just, when we make it, you can just bring your truck over here and load it up.
Yes, sir.
Out there and get it fresh and pick out what you want.
I hope you'll be lucky enough to make some, because but maybe the rain will come time enough for that. It might. I don't know. Well, hey.
Yeah.
But it got to be pretty soon, though, ain't it? So.
It sure makes you feel better getting in the winter with something in your barn, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, so this, having a lot of livestock and nothing to feed them, that's bad.
It is. Yes, sir. You know, these fellows, they got the hay price up pretty good now around here. They want pretty good price for it. And I reckon if you don't get no rain to make a good crop of hay, it'll be worse next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Suzanne and them, they come out here every now and then, and they ask about Miss Annie, you know.
Yes,
she's
sir.
The one that they interested
that's
in.
That's right, sir.
And I don't know, it's been a bad spring.
Yes, sir.
Or summer, whatever you call it.
Yes, sir.
Seems like we haven't accomplished anything.
No. Yes, it has been pretty bad. And, you know, people trying to farm, I guess it's pretty rough on them, you know. I don't think anybody farming you for making any money out of the crop. They don't look like it's me. Prospect don't look so good today.
My old car's broke down too.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes.
That's hard on me.
Yes, sir.
And I had to work on the old tractor. How's your truck doing?
They're doing very well. Yes, why? I guess it better not break down, because if it do, I can't do no walking and how it broke down.
It's got to run.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And wouldn't have nothing to depend on then but Emma.
Well, now, if your truck just don't break down, and you can drive it down over to Buster's or down here somewhere to get somebody to work on it, that's one thing.
Yes, sir. That's right. These last few times I've been going over here to Grove Park, I guess it's a man over there by name. I don't know, Pond over there at Grove Park.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're any kin to the man, whether you buy a produce over here to sit here or not, but it might be. Anyhow, he runs a junk place over there, and he's a pretty good. I went down here on the Orange Lake to that junk place in town. I quit and went over here. I like to go over here to Grove Park best, you know. Sometimes you have old. That's something nice.
Nice, isn't it?
Yes. We go get rain before it's done. It'll be so much rain after a while, you'll be wanting it to stop.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of old cars on that. He needs, sometimes you can take a piece off of them cars if you happen to need, and he has lots of. And then he still buys, because I've been out there, he's working on mine. He bought one from somebody and he brought it in, you know, he took parts off of them.
Yeah.
And fixed the car. So. And get new parts too for him. I like his work all right. He put, when I went to the inspection station last August, because August was time here to go again, he the one fixed the truck up, put brakes on it and everything, and I didn't have no trouble, didn't have nothing done. That's the only time I ever went to that place and didn't have to have some work done. All the rest of the time I'd go there. But somehow I'd have, you know, they got a little go-ride and got 12 in that place. Over here, where I went is over here at the outside of Hawthorne, in the Larkin. And the little go-ride there. Look at me, them people stand there with one another. You go to the inspection man, Right, you find something, then you got to go back close there, or even go somewhere else, and that's the closest place, and you will go close there. And I think you fix it so that man can make some money over that garage door. But last time I went, I didn't have no trouble. I just went out on through and didn't have a bit of, not a bit of trouble. That's the only time I ever went there. I believe that's the third time I went there, I think, since I started.
Well, you know, I done that this time. I went clear over to Trenton.
You did?
Yeah. And the man put me right straight through.
Yes, sir. Didn't have no trouble.
No, sir. But over here, they always.
Yes, sir.
Every time I've been there, they've caused me trouble.
Look like to me, they looked out for one another.
Now, I don't mind. And this man, there's just one man there.
Yes, sir.
He run a garage.
Yes, sir.
So if he found something wrong, he could fix it himself.
Fix it himself. He'd get all the money, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's perfectly all right with me.
Yes, sir.
Just so he fixed it.
Fix it, that's right.
But over here, out that Gainesville,
yes, sir.
You just couldn't please him.
No, sir.
That was too much for me. I don't think I'll ever go back to
that. Fellow told me making over there. He's Saturday. Saturday it was. Said he get his and the Gainesville last week sometime. And he got to get a new tire. I think he bought it Saturday and got to tear it again this week. Said he told him he had to have a tire for it to let go.
Yeah.
It's lots of them. It looks like they'll make you do something other. If they buy a tire or something, be wrong.
Yeah, they want some tread on them tires.
Yes, sir. Where they got it now, you can't wear out tires like you used to. You used to run tires as long as it would go, you know.
Yeah.
But can't do it now.
Yeah.
Unless you just bring it back and change it after you go through the inspection.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yes, sir.
You know, up here town where they got these places, a lot of cars, they just keep a good set of tires there.
For the sale.
For the inspection.
Yes, sir. They intend to get you money, all right, now. Just see where they have the best part of it, too. Well, I guess I better go on. I got to go by the store and stop there a minute or two for the rain. I better go get back home before the rain starts.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you what. If you get out, if you don't take your time and I let it rain on you, it might not rain.
Well,
don't do anything that would stop it.
No, I won't.
It acted like this yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, you know, we'll get it, I guess, June, I guess. If you don't get it June and July, I don't think none of us will make nothing.
Ain't gonna be anything left,
really. No, it's a
door. You know, I asked him, you know, was he selling any of these seeds? And he said, no, he liked to grow things just to take his friends.
Yeah.
And that's one of the nicest things, isn't it?
Yes, I've always wanted to have something.
Yes. Well, you know, they say they don't look much like green beans, but it's been so dry. The peas made all right, the fruits dry well. But it's been so dry, you know, after you pick them. Now, we picked them yesterday evening. The cloud was making up, I said, I tried to get them picked off. I told that, I started to go up here yesterday evening. I said, well, I'll wait till tomorrow. And before the rain, I didn't want them to get wet in the field. And today, I just put them in that little box. And today, it looked like some of them was trying to turn the color, turn yellow, you know.
Yeah.
I guess from the hot weather, and it's so dry, I guess. And it's just in that little box there, that's what it is. Because I picked out a few of them yellow-looking ones before I left the house there. I told that lots of people don't like them, but you know, the yellow ones, the full ripe ones like that.
Yeah. Well, now, what can you do when it starts raining now? Can you put in something else?
Well, I guess, like, peas, if you land not too wet. I put in, we'll say, it has vines, you can put in sweet potatoes, so up in July, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't plant sweet potatoes if I was going to dig them. Not here, no later than in July. Well, then we plant the last of July, they'll have lots of small ones, but you know, so these bigger feet, but it won't make good large ones like the other kind.
Did you put some squash and eggplants and things like that out?
Oh, yes, we can put them out. And you can do out in August, you know.
Yeah.
Last August.
Yeah, you can put some out later.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about greens?
Yes, them too.
So all you need is a little rain and then a little, if you had a little help, that would be good, wouldn't it?
If I write grill, yes, sir.
Yeah.
But that,
let me tell you,
yes.
I've got these tractors here, but you see, just to run a tractor up there, right, tedious, especially carry your equipment.
Yes.
And I was trying to get this fella to go in with me, and we'd get one of those little flat things. Flat tops.
Yes.
Where you just drive your tractor up on it and your hair or whatever you got and pull it wherever
yes.
you're going.
That's right.
And that don't take any time.
That's right.
I see that way. I could pull that stuff over there and you could do it yourself or get somebody to tractor it.
Yes.
And it goes a little bit faster than it does.
Yes,
especially in hot weather with
yes,
mule, don't it?
Yes, sir. Mule is much better with a mule.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And I tell you, that's the trouble. You see, I get tied up in this. You know, this sort of weather, you just don't get much done.
No, sir, you don't. Well, I tell you the truth about it. You get out there, you can't do too much. If you do, why you might cause a doctor's bill.
Right.
Yeah. Get too hot, you know.
Yeah.
Be pretty hot out there sometimes, but I just stand it pretty good, you know. I've been used to it all my life, you know.
Yeah.
I get along fairly well out there. But I try to look out for it just not to overdo the thing.
Yeah. Now you have to do a right smart running around.
Yes, sir.
You can't stay there right on your place all the time, can you?
No, sir.
You got to run over Micanopy or down to McIntyre.
Yes, sir. If anything to go for, I have to be one who would go.
Yeah. So you got to, even though you're not working, you still got a right smart run around to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have a plenty to do. You take right around the house there, you know. Everything put your hand on probably is be my job, you know, and when I get through with it, I'll be done a good year, and nothing short of what I have done, but I'll be done a whole lot of the work there.
Yeah. Well, now, since the railroad cut out all that brush out there in front of your place, you haven't had any, that's helped you a lot, hasn't it?
Well. You know, they mowed that down, but they brought the tractor up there for the Elston, but they didn't mow it this time, this year.
Oh.
It was the last year time they mowed it down good,
yeah.
And it done there's lots of help. But they what they done this year, the train come along there, they sprayed it with some kind of a spray, and it didn't. It got it so far. It killed. The weeds dead so far, but you know they couldn't go come out as far as they could with the tractor and mow it down.
Yeah.
But the weeds is dead. Them weeds hadn't grown up then. They were just about high as a man. Just about. Yeah.
Oh, they was already coming back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They hadn't. Might they hadn't come back. You know, in 1 year they'll grow up 4 or 5 feet. They went over and some of them and cut them down with section hands, cut some and they sprayed them and killed lots of it.
Yeah.
But it looked pretty raggedy out there, yes.
Yeah.
We don't have no train, you know, that passion train, I guess you knew that. You know, they're taking it off, they have another little freight train coming along. During the night, it was late this morning. Come to Roseville after daylight this morning. But that first time I see a train in 2 months, I guess I'd hear it at night, and that's all.
And don't see it anymore.
No, sir.
Well, that's sort of curious, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, you know, I had been used to seeing trains every day there, you know, but don't see none now.
Oh,
just a railroad out there, and that's all. I'm just back there, with just in that school with the railroad and
yeah.
and the owls and the coons popping and things.
Let me tell you something. I saw Miss Gunter the other day, Coleman.
Yes.
Oh, it's been a week so.
Yes.
And she had just been over to Hawthorne to pay some bills.
Yes.
Telephone bill and what else? She'd pay a light bill down here ready. Now she went over there to pay her bills.
Yes.
And I got thinking about that afterwards. She got to go clear over to Hawthorne to pay her telephone bill.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's a long ways, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir, it's a long ways.
Well, now, do you do the same thing?
Well, you know, I don't have a telephone.
Well, you got it.
Sir?
She paid her gas bill, I guess, too.
Yes. Well, I guess, and as they used to get gas, I think they used to keep the gas at the house. They used to, you know, and they'd get it from, I don't know, who I think they buy about 50 gallons. Used to, and the old man was living
uh-huh.
at the time, and they... The Hawthorne man bring it out there, and I know that's where they used to get the gas.
Yeah.
But they get their mail come out on the route. They get the mail Hawthorne, call it Hawthorne out there. But see, they get the mail on the route. The route man come around and bring the mail. See if that rule.
Yeah. That's it. You get yours out there too?
No, sir. I get mine here. And there.
Oh, you come down here?
Yes. Yeah. But I guess. It's get mine up here, which is mad, but I had changed to make it over, you know, get food to make it over.
Yeah.
But this young man would bring me mail, he don't come back in this way at all. He just come from Cross Creek side and going up by Pfeiffer and going back around Hawthorne.
Yeah. Well, what do you had to pay your gas bill.
Well, I just buy it in.
Huh?
I pay that anywhere. Anywhere I just Macintosh, Hilton, anywhere.
Oh, you just get it?
Yes.
When
yes,
you get it,
yes,
you pay for it.
Yes. I just go to drive the truck there, you know. That's what my gas is. So,
well,
the money be kind of low.
Don't you cook with gas?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, that's right. He come over here. Williston.
Yeah.
That fellow you see come around through here with the little yellow truck. He's one bringing it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, do you pay him when he comes?
Yes, sir. I've been paying him all the time when he comes, except this last time he comes. Now, you know, he missed contact. We have two of them little tank cylinders, or whatever you call them. And this last time, we've owned the last one. I left word to make it over for him to bring me one. And he was getting pretty light, the last one. You know, when he'd bring one and he'd pick up one, you know, and I'd pay him for that. And this last time, he asked me, and he didn't like that way I did it. Put in two more, that'd make four. And when he'd come, he'd be two he would have to pick up, you know, that. And she didn't like that so well. I guess we'll try to see how it's going to work for him. And so he set out then three of them things there. And I paid him for one then because I could have paid him for the other two. Now I still own for two of them. I'm going to leave way down there at school for tell him to come up there tomorrow and get it. I'm going to try and see how it'll work. But the way it is now, when he comes, if he pick up two, that'll make me have to pay him $17.68.
Yeah.
one of them cost $8.84 tax and all.
Yeah.
And if you come pick up two, he's a whole lot easier to pay $8 than to pay $17.
Yeah.
And so he didn't like that so well. I don't know. I thought we'd tried. We get this first paid up, and you know, I owe him two tanks now. That's the only time I owe him since he started coming up there.
But you pay him when he comes up there.
Well, I've been paying him just like cash, you know. That's the reason, I guess. Look, seems to me like if he waiting for the other man, he could come up there every time. Well, he would have to come every time. When he come to Ilson, that's where he do bring it. Right on down the road, that's it, drive around down the road and bring mine. But look like to me, getting to this place now, he don't care about taking a trip like he think he'd make a drive up there and don't get nothing or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I guess I don't do much like that way of paying for them too, because I mean, when they get empty, and he come pick them up, and you pick up two at a time.
Yeah.
That'll make me owe him two for two of them tanks or silver or whatever you call them at one time. When I just before,
yeah.
I just ordered for one when he come and pick up.
Yeah. Well, now, look here, Coleman, what's you? Now, you see, now, I didn't ask Mrs. Guthrie about this.
Yes.
But now, she got to have the money.
Yes.
And if she takes it up there, she got to have it in her pocket.
Yes. Got to have it.
Just like you.
Yes.
If the man comes there and brings you a cylinder of gas.
Yes.
You want to take the money out of your pocket and pay him.
Pay him, that's right.
Well, that means you all are taking money around on your person.
Yeah.
And that's why you see people getting afraid to live out by themselves.
That's right.
Now you see, I got a billfold in there, and I haven't got a thing in it.
No, sir.
No, sir. I'll show you my billfold.
Yes, sir. And you know that's something to think about,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is, Cole.
Yes, sir.
Especially
yes.
These people who get,
yes,
that's what people are looking
yes,
for.
Yes, that's what it is.
Well, I got a little in it now, but
yes,
generally I don't have much in it.
Yes,
know, you just look at that.
Yes,
sir. Yes, well, I'm looking at
no,
it.
What I,
generally I don't have enough to buy $10 of gas.
Yes.
That's right.
I've got, I don't know how come to have that in there now, but
yes.
I've got a little.
Yes, sir.
What does that say? Mostly $1, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't get far. What's that? That's five?
Five.
Yeah, that's all the money I got on me.
Yes.
But you sure don't want to get around that anybody has any money on them.
No, no, that's right, because that's what they're looking for anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Now I got this check. Got a check. Got a checkbook in there. And they charge, what did they charge? I forget what it is. It used to be a nickel. It's probably a dime now.
Yes, yes.
They charge a dime for a check.
Yes, sir.
You write a check, whatever it is, $10, $5,
yes.
$2.50. Just sending that check through will cost you a dime.
That's right. Yes.
Well, I got so I'd rather do that than carry money around.
Yes, sir. Well, that is something to think about, too. Now, of course, now, when this man come up there, bring the gas, well, he would mostly be by himself, you know, but still, you know, he could have friends of where he could keep them posted, you know.
Or just in general, if people know that he takes anybody pays cash,
yes,
all
sir.
The time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Now, these people get a welfare check, they can charge this stuff. Say they can have an account, don't you know, down, like down here at Fredwood's store.
Yes, sir.
And
And then when the check comes in, he can cash the check and take it out.
That's right.
Well, that's a help, ain't it?
Yes, it is. That is good. You know, I had never said give that a thought, you know, that make sure is. Yes, sir. Well, that's what these people want to know if you have a little money on you, you know.
Yeah, that don't take much.
No, sir.
And Miss Guthrie and all people who live out like we are and everybody else.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, now, she probably got more money than you have.
I
don't know. She probably has right smart money on sometimes.
Might have.
Well, now, where does she keep that, Coleman?
I don't know.
She's got to keep it around there in some drawer or something, hasn't she?
Yes.
It sort of worries us.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
We wish that people wouldn't do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. It got to be kept somewhere.
You got to keep it somewhere.
Yes, sir.
And I guess if they come in looking for it, would it, you know, whether they find it or not, they still could do the damage, couldn't they?
Yes, sir. That's right. They'll try to make you
get
up something somewhere.
They could bash you in the head.
Yes, sir.
Whether they find anything or not.
That's the truth. Well, I just naturally believe there's lots of them where they do something to they don't have the money. They just think they got it, you know. But they done the devil, and then it's too late.
You don't get out and fish. Did you ever do much fishing?
Not too much. You know, around on them. I never go in the lake very much. I don't believe I went out in the lake in boats and wouldn't. Three or four times, like I go, it's like at the bridge and that place down on the railroad where I stand on the land and see ponds like that. That's the most fishing I've done. I know.
Oh, I think all the good fishermen they like to go out in boats.
Yes,
they
love the lake. Yes, sir.
I always rather stand on the bank.
I do myself, yes, sir, because it's kind of it looks more safer, you know. And so many things happening now. Now, I got a brother-in-law and his sister at Hoss on her brother, her husband. He goes on the Lockaloosa Lake, and he loves to go out there in that lake by himself, anywhere he wanted in that boat. And he told me, he said, he can't swim with not one bit. You know, I wouldn't want to risk it, too. And he don't care where he go out there.
Yeah.
It's anywhere he go.
Yeah, now who is that?
His brother-in-law, and his sister's husband, at Hawthorne. His name, Amos Harry.
Yeah.
Yes. He just go anywhere he want, and any of these lakes, you know, he's not afraid. But
he's not afraid, Tom.
Not a bit.
Goes out by himself?
Yes, he goes out by himself. Sometimes he goes somewhere else. And went out Sunday, so his boy was at our house Sunday, and said his dad was going to. But I don't like it so well going out like that. In fact, I'm not going myself. And since all these accidents and things happening, I know I don't.
Yeah.
If I stand on the land down the good bridge out on the railroad down here to what you call the tussle down below my house.
Yeah.
Well, if we'd be on dry land, if I happen to fall down, I'd fall on the dirt.
Yeah, that's right.
Won't be in the water.
I never did get the circumstances of this boy,
George Mitchell.
Yeah.
I never did either. I just hear him say a little something about it. But he was over here, and this lake right back of you here.
Yeah.
There's a sink around there in that lake. I reckon you call that Mr. Tractor. He was in charge of it back in there.
Yeah.
And cause I plowed a little bit over there for Australia once, and I went, I guess, to the same place that he drowned there. The Waterman Mule and these old lily horses, they were just a stick in there, and there's no cow using in there, and them things, I guess everybody fall in and and break through them and go under, well, there wouldn't be no chance of coming back up to stop me.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. I tried to get water out of the Waterman Mule, and first day I managed to get a little, and the next day I had a dipper, you know, where I cook mixed syrup, you know, with a long handle to it, where you dip syrup, hot syrup out of the kettle. And I can't hit long, and I was knocked them things back and dip a little water for the mule. That's
and
why I had the water.
Dip it yourself?
Yes, sir. The mule couldn't get that water. Well, in fact, she wouldn't try to get that. Now, all them things that she would have been eating them, she wouldn't drink no water, you know.
Yeah.
But I just said that boy fell out, boat out there in that place, and he fell, he just broke right on through that, all that tracks and lilies and things. And it got under there. Well, see, it wasn't no chance for him to come back. Now, don't take much to keep you up in the water, but you know, if you get under there, you got no, you could, if you can't stand on the ground, you can't come out from under that stuff.
Yeah.
And then, now, I guess that's what kind of drowned him, so you got strangled, you know, that's good strangled, right?
And then you get scared.
Yes, sir.
Fight it.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess that's what he's done. You know, after he seen he was out, and he just got scared, you know, and whooped down his own self. If anybody had been there with him, I don't imagine they would have been any help to him, I think. You said that place is pretty deep out there. You know, it was a sink. You have been over there, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sink kind of place. You said it's pretty deep. I don't know how deep it is.
Well, I understood, you know, he got home and he fished around all these places.
Yes, sir.
I don't know any good places to fish.
No, sir. Well, I think they was up there. I seen them cross the railroad up there, that place on the railroad below my house. I know it was George Truckman, and this boy was following him in his car, but I seen the car, but I didn't know the boy was home then, and I didn't know who it was. But they went down there just a few days before this thing happened down there, that place. He must not caught nothing because he didn't go back no more. And
he went right by your house?
Yes, but you know, they crossed the railroad. You know, see that crossing back this way, you know, they went across that crossing and drive down. And they didn't drive down just a little further.
Well, they didn't cross over on your side.
Not then. George had been coming over on that side, but he didn't that day. He was on the other side of the railroad. And they went down, they didn't drive. Well, they can't go much further down, just a little bit further on that side.
George used to be a big fisherman, too.
Yes, sir. Well, they've been going down there often and on this year. George and Martha and two, three of them down that river, something going down there. But I hadn't seen none of them since this thing happened. I guess they all kind of gave it up, I guess.
Yeah. Well, they got burned out, too, you know.
Yes, sir, that's right. Yeah. A whole lot of bad luck right there together.
Yeah.
Well, then there used to be a lot of good fishing places up and down the lake.
Up and on, sat on the dry land.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a place there at the bridge. Just cross the bridge, right where the fish at that bridge. Just cross the bridge and then you get off the road and turn into the lift there and go right around that little place. It was a good place around there to catch brims and things.
Oh.
Yes, but it wasn't very far from the bridge. It's about far from the big dead road from the Dave the Rice house up there.
Oh.
Yes, but it was a good place to catch brims too. We used to fish back there way back long time, but them the only fish places I know you could stand on dry land. It's just when I was a boy, we used to fish down in there. But, I never did see back that lately. Well, I guess I better.
Oh, you was brought up in this country, wasn't you?
I've been in here all my life. Well, you know, I tell you, Mr. Miles, I was born back over there. Way I could go across that rail, down that railroad and turn off and go there, I could go there in about 3 miles and a half where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Back, if I go back that way, you know, we're on the railroad a piece and turn off and go across back in there. If you know where the old Turner place is, Sam Turner place, you ever heard talk about where crazy hunt a lot of deer back in the way. I live just back 1 mile, well, as Mike said, just a mile and a little bit over from the railroad back east. That's where I was, from the little kind of place.
Is it open back there now?
Fine, it's happening to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, six.
Can you get through there?
Yes. Some of them old roads you can travel through there.
Yeah.
Yes. You can drive all through there now and go all the way to Rochester now.
Okay.
Yes. You know where that gate is up there next to Grace's, where that pond is?
Yeah.
Well, you go in that gate. You can go on from there, right on through Rochester. Road twisted about, country roads, crooked all through, but it's good.
Oh,
you can come out of that road too.
But that's not a public road anymore, it's all private.
Yes.
And nobody, nothing back there.
Nothing.
No houses?
Well, houses back, we get up about 2 miles and a half from Rochester.
Yeah.
But you'd not know to go there because it's private. Have to go through a gate.
Yeah, but you can, they'll let you go, they don't mind if that's true. I'm not, I think the most time they'd be kind of, well, they're not particular then. And the hunting season, they're not particular then because, they let everybody go in there.
Yeah.
But the gate is open now, but you have to close the gate now because now you take that path of there. Marvin and them had this path to run on both sides of the railroad. They're the ones fenced that place on down from the Gracie, on down to the bridge there on both sides of the road.
Oh,
well, he didn't give up the one but on the north side of the road. And this young fellow what got place up there by Marvin Hogan, he's leased at that path.
Yeah.
And he goes back. He goes back now, this young boy got that place right there. His granddad's place is up there about 2 miles, I guess, from Rochester, back south of Rochester.
Oh.
Well, he got that pastor up for his granddaddy's place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now, your family, Coleman, who's left in your family?
The people who are in my family? Well, just a few scattered. Now, if anywhere outside where I, you few had almond, two or three had almond all day out, and just my sisters and brothers. I have no brothers now living. One sister up here in Queen Anne, Gainesville. You know where Miss Pearl place. He lived in a little stone house just back this way where he was building another house back home. That's where she lived at. And the other one was sisters in Palm Beach.
Oh.
Just three of us, sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
And then ten folks got a few at Rochelle. Some scattered around. It was a big family of Colton, but got on kind of small now.
They scattered, man.
Scattered then. The majority of them now is dead out now.
Yeah.
Yes. And these what living is scattered. Now, really, I got some kin folks at Crescent City. They would be first cousins to me, but I wouldn't know them. I had never seen them.
Yeah.
And I have been.
Oh, really?
No, sir, I've never seen them. He's my daddy's brother, because he was his half brother, because that is his brother at home.
Yeah.
And he had some children there. Well, they were five or six of them down there. And then I had some more there, and all of them, I guess, they are. But them that I ain't never seen, I don't know more about them anything.
Well, yeah. Sister in pretty good shape?
Yes, that's the youngest one up here. Now, this one is in Palm Beach. She's older than I am. Mm-hmm. Both of them, I think, healthy pretty fair, I guess. Mm.
Well?
This here is the youngest one up here.
Yeah.
Baby child.
Well, do you all visit around and everything?
Yes, sir. Of course, I don't go to Palm Beach, but this one and Michelle, she's often why she'd be out home just about every week. Or every other week or something like that. Sometimes you don't get there every week, but you don't be no later in the next week.
Yeah. What does she drive around in?
Yeah, she got a ship.
She has to keep her car going.
Yes.
Yeah. Who she live with over there?
Her husband died. She lives by herself.
Oh, does she?
Yes. I don't like that so well for living by herself, but she lives by herself. She's got along all right so far, but you know, you can't never tell about these things.
No.
Just like you mentioned just now about the people paying them bills, you know, and people that have either that you have a little money on you, and sometimes they might miss it, you know, you might not have none at that time, but. They'll have that in mind anyway.
Yeah.
And they'll come looking for it.
Yeah.
Well, that's when we knocked the old dog around there. That dog what you gave me, she's pretty smart, the yard dog now.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
How does she do?
So she'll meet him at the gate now. And
speak to him?
Yes, sir. This here. White, well, we live down there at Mr. Geiger and Taylor, John, come over and make notes. He comes out one day and he comes out on the end. But she was easy to listen at you.
Uh-huh.
You speak to her, she'll stop right then.
Uh-huh.
But she hadn't got close enough to him, her nose almost touching his thigh. And the way she's acting like she's going to catch him.
Yeah.
Yes. And she didn't make a whole lot. She balked all right at first. And she went out on up to him. But he come right on in. But that's the way I think you'd have to. I told him since that, when they come there, not to come right on in. Wait till I speak to her. After that, she won't bother you. She'll let you come in and she won't pay no attention to her.
After you speak?
Yes.
That's good.
Oh,
yes.
I know.
And, but I believe.
That's smart.
Yes. If you, anybody that. Now, it might be some people can much up with her and come on in. But it might have come there and just walk out on in, you know, and not. I got in my mind that she would buy it.
Well, that's lucky, eh?
Yes, sir.
You're glad you didn't get rid of her now?
I'm sure is glad of it. I wouldn't want to get rid of her now. I think much I'd buy my breakfast and dinner with her, and if we have to go hungry, we both of us go hungry.
She's a fine dog.
Yes, ma'am.
She's
in good shape now too. I got a pet now. And, you know, after she found them, she wouldn't bark at them before. After she found the first puppy, some puppy.
Yeah.
And she started right from there.
Oh, did she?
Yes, ma'am. She started right. That's mean, Nanny, she kind of satisfied that as a dog, because now this is a dog, I don't know whether you've seen him or not, he was a char dog.
Yeah.
He comes, I don't know, somebody brought him there and turned him loose, and he come up there to the house.
Yeah.
Well, he loves to follow. Now, if I tied him before I left that just now, if I had to tie him, he decided to follow me right on here. He won't follow that truck anywhere he goes.
Oh, he does.
Yes, but this dog, what you give me, he see that. He brought her off one time, and so I stopped that. I've been tying him, and I tie him and the other one to see that.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
But both of them smart dogs.
Smart dogs, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's one thing. They make me feel a little bit safe. I tell you the truth, you know, they keep anybody that comes until I can get my shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes
yes.
It
yes, sir. Because by the time they get an ass, and this dog you gave me, most everybody was scared of her, just the look of her, you know.
Just the look of her.
Yeah, just the look of her scared a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes,
sir.
You scared
right.
Me, too.
I guess so. But she really going to make a good dog. I told Annie at first, I said, she don't bark much now, but that dog probably will make a good dog. I told her that when he first got her. Because we had a bulldog that way when we first got him, was raising him from a puppy. And he was a year and a half to 2 years old before he was any good. And it made one of the best.
Channel 2, right, the end of Channel 2, right, and a continuation of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, 15th of June, 1971. Channel 2, right, the end of Channel 2, right, and a continuation of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971. Channel 2, right, the end of Channel 2, right, and a continuation of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971.